And here we go with another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.
Yay!
So glad you're along here.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely.
Having fun doing
Well, I wasn't
it.
Talking to you. I was talking to our listener, but I am glad you're here, too.
I hope you're happy for me to be here.
Hey, if you ever want to get in touch with us, you know, we have the Kevin and Casey hotline just waiting to hear from you. 856-318-9873. You got a question, you want to comment on something we were talking about, maybe you have an answer for something we didn't have.
That's very plausible.
You never know, you know. Or you can email Kevin and Casey. That's Kevin, K-E-V-I-N-A-N-D, and then letter K, letter C, at kevinhilly.com. I know you have a Facebook page.
I
look at
your
Facebook page all the time. Do you have a legacy account?
No, I didn't even know that existed. Till
so
yesterday.
If you die, nobody's taking care of your Facebook.
No, and honestly, I don't even know if anybody would be able to figure out my password. So I don't
That's the whole idea with a legacy account.
You
tell somebody that you trust, hey, when I bite the dust, make sure my Facebook page stays.
Gets passed on.
Yeah,
correct,
and updated, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know.
Which, I mean, that's a really neat opportunity. And I would say, so I got to thinking about this a little bit last night as I'm, you know, middle of the night feeding the baby. And of course, here I am analyzing who I'm going to pass my Facebook account down to. And then the sad thing, I was like, oh, I guess my husband.
This
is
that should be a no-brainer for you.
And I was like, but I don't know. You know, my husband, there's a reason he has his own private, separate Facebook page. We don't have one of those couple pages where it's, you know, Charlie and Casey.
Right.
You know. No, no. He has his own, and I have my own.
You don't actually have, he doesn't actually have to have your password because they have a thing on Facebook where you assign him.
That's true.
As a legacy account.
So can you assign more than one legacy? Because here's my next question. So what if I assign him, and him and I
something,
go at the same time?
You both go down in a plane crash.
Right. Or
a secondary.
Whoever I do assign it to, like say I would want my daughter to eventually inherit it.
Right.
You know, maybe not necessarily now. She's 6 years old. But okay. Who would I assign it to? And then how would they, you know, can they pass it down as afterwards? Or what if something happens to them? And then what happens to their account and the legacy?
How far into the future
do you
want your Facebook page?
You know, you live each day as if you don't have tomorrow.
Here we are in the year 2718 looking at Casey Cloak's Facebook page. Actually, my wife is my legacy holder.
Okay.
And it's funny because she was surprised to hear. I mentioned it to somebody once when she was there and she goes, oh, really? I am?
Like, so how long have you known about this legacy thing? This isn't
new? A couple years.
Oh, gosh.
They've had it. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, see, what they do is, so they have a legacy account where people are chosen before death.
Uh-huh.
And then to run your, and actually it is a good idea.
I
know a couple of people who have passed on and their spouse is now running.
Right.
And it's because every once in a while, you know how Facebook is. They never forget anything. They never forget a birthday or anything.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, so-and-so's birthday is today. Well, it's kind
of
sad. Because,
it is. It is.
But
yeah,
people
right.
will still post on there. Hey, happy birthday, buddy. I miss you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
That's kind of neat.
Occasionally the wife will, or the husband or whatever, will post and say, hey, you know.
Been thinking about you.
Yeah, he would have loved this. She would have really liked, appreciated that or whatever.
No, you're right. It's sad, but it's so, it is sweet. It is. I have a few of those friends out there in the past. And just, and especially if there was some type of interaction we both had.
Right.
It always appears on my time hop, too.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Wonder, like, oh, yeah, I really miss her.
Yeah, you'll look at something, you know, oh, this is your anniversary 3 years ago today.
Yes.
You know, here
that's
we were.
That's the sad thing, too. And then you're like, oh, my gosh, has it really been 7 years or six years?
Yeah, that's true.
And just doesn't feel like it's been that long.
And Facebook, in addition to the legacy things, they have something called a tributes section now. And this is fairly new.
Okay,
this is where it's a separate space on memorialized profiles where friends and family can share memories of a loved one. And the thing is, the person who is the legacy holder determines whether or not that gets, you know, put onto the page.
Gotcha. So they get to approve the post, basically.
Because you don't want, after somebody's died, somebody else to post on there, hey, by the way, he owed me money.
Yeah.
You know?
Or, you know what? Here's some of the awkward things. Like, you have Facebook friends, and then you have real life friends. And then sometimes they're not the same. And sometimes your Facebook friends don't pay attention. And I could tell you, I have seen on some of my friends that have passed, somebody will post something, and I'm like, oh my God, do they not realize that
they
died a year ago?
Seriously,
it's ridiculous.
Well, getting back to what you just said, though, honestly, and I looked at I have a, I don't know, 600 whatever Facebook friends, and I use the word friends in quotes.
Yes, no, I'm with you.
The vast majority of them, I hate to say, I've never met in person.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, easily half of them I've never met in person.
Gotcha.
Which is
But you're in the industry, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And you really
yeah.
are. You've got a huge territory.
That's
and
true.
People like you. They really like you.
My only... Oh, thank you. my only thing with the legacy accounts on Facebook, and again, my wife will be the one, whenever I bite the dust, she'll be the one keeping it going for me. But, and I can't say this without sounding big-headed, but I'm mm-hmm. sorry, her posts will not be as interesting as mine.
No, because that's I'm actually the creative what I was trying to imply family. With my husband. I mean,
so
his post, yeah.
So when
be
she hears
carpenter
the
related, they'll be, I don't know, just gross boy stuff related. You know?
Exactly. Casey never would have talked
political,
about this.
There's things, right. like I said, exactly. there's a reason why my husband has a separate Facebook page.
So when my wife hears this, she's going to be like, forget it. I'm not putting anything on your page now.
Right.
It's just going to sit there with your last stupid post
that's
that you made.
That's exactly right. Yep.
Or I'm
yep.
going to delete it.
Yes.
That's,
yes.
That's the other
it's
thing.
It's another so, option.
So, have you ever heard of walking meetings?
No.
Okay. John Tesh was talking about this recently.
Okay.
Apparently, it's like the big trend now where people will walk and talk. In other words, instead of sitting around a desk or a table,
okay.
they'll go out and supposedly it's more beneficial. It helps stimulate
well, sure,
brain activity. Or...
You know, I'm just picturing, so every month, especially leading up to our big car show.
Yes, day, yes.
We have a car show committee meeting. And that, we fill up the boardroom at my office. And
right.
there's about 15 individuals that sit on that committee. So I'm just now
let's
I'm
go for a walk.
Walking around Wilmore, especially the big hill that we've got on property. Let's all start walking and meet. Yeah, I. Oh,
that's
that
true. That's very true. Well, see, there are a number of issues with this. People have actually gotten injured.
Oh, I could see
going
yeah,
on walking
yeah.
meetings.
That
first
would be
of all,
me. I can't walk and talk at the same time if you ask my mother.
You'd be a bad one, okay. So they say really it should be no more than two or three people at a time.
Yeah.
Because that's
yeah.
the other thing. People, especially if you're walking with, like, say, the boss or you mm-hmm. know, somebody, mm-hmm. somebody's jockeying for position. Oh, I want to walk next to him or her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, then they're fighting for that role.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on, do you really need to set up that kind of competition?
You know, the other thought that crosses my mind, I am so out of shape. So I can't even imagine, like, you know, start walking and then it's like, okay, you do the talking because I'm trying to breathe right now. You know, let me catch my breath. I just, no, yeah.
Let me hear your ideas.
Right, right, yeah. I don't think I like that idea.
They report people have gotten lost
oh.
on walking meetings.
And then how do you schedule it? Instead of, here, let's meet at the park. Instead of
there you go. Very good. Yeah, and they say you should have a predetermined route.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I mean, it's like, hey, whatever happened to Josh? I don't know. He went out in the walking meters. That was 3 weeks ago.
I think I'm going to be behind the train on this thing. I'm looking at the standing desk still. So I haven't even advanced to that
like
yet.
Those.
But I do too.
I think they're pretty cool.
I think so too. Honestly, yeah. I get so tired of, especially certain days where that's all I'm at are meetings after meetings. I'm just tired of sitting. So,
although the problem with the standing desk, let me tell you, is if you're always standing there and then suddenly you're sitting, mm-hmm. people are going to walk by and go, oh, how come you're sitting? Like
well, luckily nobody sees me in my office.
Oh, okay.
Don't care if I'm standing or sitting.
Suddenly
yeah,
you're lazy.
Attention.
And, you know, one more thought on the whole walking meeting thing. Here's the reason I probably wouldn't like it, because nobody wants their boss to say to them, hey, walk with me. Whoa.
Well, yeah, that's like going to the principal's office.
This is not good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're right.
I'm watching my whole career flash before my
yeah.
eyes, you know.
Well, how do you take notes? I mean, how do you... I don't think there's any meeting I don't write something down. So
you got to keep that phone
hey,
next to you.
Can we stop for just a second? Let me write that down. Yeah, I need to walk 5 steps. Wait, can we stop just a second? Let me
yeah,
write that down.
Yeah, you're defeating the whole purpose yeah. of the walking meeting. Exactly. Walking meetings. That's like the big thing now.
Huh,
you told me about this lady who found a...
Yes.
Her purse?
Yes, 65 years later. Yes. Well, she didn't find it. The school did.
She yeah. lost it.
So I have the story here. Yeah. So in 1954, Marty Ingram Everett's black purse containing her checkbook, lipstick, school dance photos, and letters from three boys, including a junior prom invite, which I thought was so cute, ended up behind a cabinet in the science room at her school.
1954.
She was 16 when she lost it. Okay. Which, how in the world? Anyway, a yeah. teenager, how do you lose a purse?
How but, do you, you lose? Know, I don't know. Aren't they like glued on permanently?
But maybe not back in the 50s. So,
I don't know.
So there it sat, yeah, undisturbed for 65 years until last month when a construction crew came in and tearing out the cabinets for school renovation, they found it and gave it to the school district. So then the school district, which you got to love Facebook. So
yeah.
the administrator
they
posted
started,
a picture
yep,
on the school
yep,
page
yep.
and her son happened to see it.
Oh
so
my
her son
gosh.
Connected her with this woman. and they were able to return the purse to her. And she mentioned it was like opening up a time capsule.
Oh, sure.
But the fun thing is, so when the school posted pictures of the purse, they also posted pictures of the contents. There were three love letters in this purse by three different men. So it was really kind of cute.
That could be really great, yes, or yeah, really
it could,
icky.
It could have gone really bad, but it didn't. The story, it just keeps getting cuter. So one of the letters, I'm just going to read a little cap here, and it says, "Dear Marty," which she went by Marty in high school. That was her nickname. "Bobby and I aren't going back together," began a letter from a gentleman named Carter. "I'm just continuing to walk her to class. She asked me if I would, and I told her that I would. I'm just trying to be friends with everybody." And then the other one, there was one other one from this Paul. It says, "Dear Marty, I've heard that Paul asked you to go to prom with him." Oh, that was from, sorry, another gentleman.
Oh, okay.
"If he hasn't, I would like it very much to take you. Love, Torchy." So, prom invitation,
right,
another love
right,
letter.
Right.
So the cute thing was, this particular post gained so much traffic on that school alumni page. And everybody,
like a soap opera,
yeah,
right?
They were excited that the founder, they found her, but they're all asking, okay, so who did she go to prom with?
Right.
Who'd she end
everybody
up going
wants
with?
To know the drama.
Yes.
Do we know yet?
They do, yeah. So they did reach out back to her, and she shared that her lucky date was Carter Williams, the one that clarified that he was just walking Bobby to her class. That's it. He just wanted to be friends with everybody. He's now 81 years old. He lives in Phoenix, and they hadn't spoken since they graduated from high school. So they actually reconnected over this whole story. I mean, it went viral. And he said he was so thrilled to hear from her, this month, after she divulged who her prom date was and the fact that they connected, 65 years later. She had a lot of fun going through the purse contents.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
She was very, she shared everything that was in there.
When you look at the pictures of what was in the purse, it really is like a time capsule.
It really was.
It's amazing.
I mean, untouched, not even dusty or anything. I liked the ending, though. So one of the contents in her purse were like five tickets to the spaghetti dinner at her local
church. Yeah.
So they ended the story, she wondered out loud about 75-cent tickets for the genuine Italian church dinner. She said, "Do you suppose that they're still valid?" So, what a neat
little
story.
If I'm running a church dinner, you just come on in. We'll take care of you here.
Right.
And Carter will take care of your legacy account on Facebook, okay? So, you're all covered.
Carter's
here.
Married, happily married. They did share that with several kids and several great-grandchildren and all of that.
Is Maggie, or what's her name?
She is a widow.
Marty?
She's
widowed.
She's
okay.
A widow now, but huge family. I think they shared about, several grandchildren and great-grandchildren, too. But
there's a heartwarming wrap-up to the Kevin and Casey podcast today.
Just hold on to your purse. Or lose it and connect with it 75 years later.
75 years later. You ever lost anything that you finally found it and were just thrilled? Love to hear about it.
That would be an interesting one.
Give us a call, 856-318-9873. Or you can email Kevin and Casey. That's letter K, letter C. Kevin and Casey at kevinhilly.com.
All right.
That'd be great. And there you go.
That was it.
Another exciting edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast.